T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Thanks to doorbell footage, man, we're getting some very, very odd entertainment that we never had before.
Dude, I always love when my daughter ends up outside because she'll end up on the front little part where the doorbell is, and she just like runs around in like little circles, and I'm like, oh, downloading that one, got to save that one because it's just so stupid.
But yeah, we got this woman in Liverpool, England. She released doorbell camera footage of a man ringing her doorbell to ask for some water to clean up after his dog. We have this on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. This woman who was out at the time recognized the man as UFC fighter Patty Pimblett, also known as Patty the Batty.
Patty the Batty?
Hey.
He's at my door?
At my door going, hey, hello, can I get some water?
Hello?
My dog's just had like a sloppy outside. I was just wondering if you got some water. I don't want to leave it outside.
That's Patty the Batty? Ah!
It is.
Don't worry, I'll clean it.
You sure? I feel terrible. You know what I mean?
No, it's all right.
Thank you very much once again. I'm sorry about that. I hate doing stuff like that. That's why I knocked on.
Go on. I'll see you later. Ta-da.
That's hilarious.
See, when you're a celebrity, you get away with a lot. Because I'm not cleaning up. He said it was messy.
Yeah.
So it is not a pleasant thing to be able to pick up. And this lady is just so starstruck that she's like, I'll take care of it. No way, man.
And Patty the Batty? He sounds more like Patty the Politsky guy.
Patty the Polanski guy, which is, it rolls off the tongue. I think he should really change his nickname.
It doesn't seem very bad. No, I'm sure he could just crush anybody. But that, what are the odds that you're checking your Ring cam and you're looking at this dude and you're like, what the hell do you want? Like, oh, that's great. Your dog just pooped outside my house or whatever that sound effect is that they put on there, which was hilarious. And it turned out to be a UFC fighter that you recognize.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's I don't care who it is. I mean, even if it's William Shatner and his dog took a Shatner on my day, I'm making him clean it up.
I now know who that guy. I didn't recognize him because he had a beanie on in the video, but it's the guy that has like the Owen Wilson haircut.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I don't know how else to describe it. Like that bowl cut.
But it's like it's Beatles, but blonde.
Yes.
Good for her that she recognized him. Yeah, I wouldn't have recognized him.
Yeah, that guy's a great character in the UFC.
And, you know, apparently a stand-up guy, like he will try to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, granted, he's going to use your water and all that. But by the way, I think that's great because there's nothing worse than a messy situation on pavement.
Oh, it never goes away.
Oh, and there's a place I like to walk in California. I mean, it's Balboa Island, and people bring their dogs, and gosh, you just walk by the pavement, and you realize all they had was the bag, but that wasn't going to do the job. And you just basically, it's like, oh my God, it's like pavement streak everywhere. And you're like, how, you got to start bringing water with you, people. You got to bring like a squirt gun or something. Because that's the only place the dog can go.
A little mini pressure washer?
Yeah, because this little walkway, the only way the dog can go is actually on the pavement. There's no grass or anything because people don't want you doing their yards.
Yeah.
And so, it's disgusting. Oh, good for her. You know, good for him. And also, good for her loving Patty the Batty. Like, she's, I'll clean up after your dog's messy action.
Yeah, he's kind of an he's like one of the more popular figures, it seems like, these days in the world of UFC, because he's known for just being kind of outspoken. He's just a loudmouth. Like, he's fully embraced, like, that character.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
And then again, I suppose if you're really getting your yayas out by fighting a lot, you probably are a relatively calm dude. Anybody who's a professional, anything in the world of like martial arts or fighting, they, for the most part, not everybody, but a lot of them seem to be really chill dudes, because I think they get their aggression out in a good way.
Yeah, someone pisses them off, they're just like, okay, I'm sparring tomorrow. I'm going to pretend that I'm sparring that person.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably could use that. Because I'm not as nice as Patty the Batty. My interaction would have been completely different. Yeah, you're going to clean it up, Patty the Batty. Yeah, you are. I don't know if you guys have seen this new viral trend where one person gets to play Back in Black on guitar while someone else smashes them in the head with a frying pan to the beat. I have not seen this.
Why aren't we doing this one? Danny, you know how to play the guitar.
Yeah.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. I'll bring in a frying pan.
Does anybody have a helmet?
No. Yes. Yeah, you do need a helmet because we want to be clear. And you can see this video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. But to be clear, the person is wearing some type of protective headgear. In this case, this dude's wearing a steel knight's helmet as he's getting frying pan to the head while he's playing Back in Black.
She's racking him with it.
Oh, man. Oh, oh. Okay. Yeah, she really is. I mean,
who came up with this one?
Yeah. She was going medieval on him.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I don't know about this.
No.
Yeah. You don't want to do it?
No.
I'll bring in a helmet tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on this.
Someone's using a bike helmet and having their kid use it.
And she's got a ukulele.
Oh, we have ukuleles.
We do have a lot of ukuleles.
We never really put them to use that well. Maybe we need to learn how to play back. I bet Back in Black's easier to learn than Weed is attorney.
You're probably right. Danny, you can do it. Danny, bring the ukulele and then we'll bang you in the head, because it's the guitar player that gets banged in the head.
Why
did
this happen before Live Day?
Right.
Now we got to write it down and let's save it for next year's Live Day that we do this.
Okay, then. I'll be glad to let you guys do this. Another thing that I will take the fifth on, or excuse myself.
One guy's using a motorcycle helmet and he's just getting wrecked by his significant other.
I still don't think this is good for your head.
Well, it's probably not good for it. I don't think it's like it's going to show any benefits to having your head slammed with a frying pan.
I mean, you still got your. I mean, that, I don't understand that. And the people that are doing the slamming who look like significant others, they're not. You know, they're going full bolt. What is it with some significant others that, given the opportunity to smash the F out of you if they think it's safe, they will?
Yeah, it's almost like the girlfriend or whatever is just like, wait, so you want me to hit you in the head? You're allowing me to hit you in the head with a frying pan? Yes, and I can hit you as hard as I want because you have a helmet on. Yes. I mean, you asked for it.
Do you remember, and again, for all legality, maybe, and any responsibility that we don't want it to, you know, to take part in, do you remember that a radio show, may have been ours, may have been somebody else's, did a contest where dudes were getting kicked in the boys to win stuff?
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it may have been some other show. I'm sure it was.
But. I mean, yeah, maybe. I heard like a rumor that someone did that for Seahawks tickets.
Yeah, and I probably saw it on video is what I did. But the amount of women that were like so excited, because it was, we had women do it. The women that were excited, and they wound up, they did not like try to do it gently. It was like they were pulling a let's try to get a field goal here. You know, they were going for a 50-yarder.
In all fairness, from the rumors that I heard, they had a girl that played soccer that was the one that was kicking. In all fairness, they weren't getting kicked straight in the boys. They had a football between their legs.
Okay, fair enough.
It was like you had to punt the ball into the balls. For Seahawks tickets is what I heard the rumor that this
and
game
they
was.
Really they
that,
really.
Potentially made it so that the Seahawks would never work with that alleged radio station again. That was a stapling of the boys.
That was unfortunate.
I mean, he stapled the tickets to the boys.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I think that's why they stopped making actual physical tickets.
Yeah, that was that one particular thing.
You can't digitally staple a ticket.
By the way, has the moratorium worn off on that? I feel like 10 years is enough. Don't you think maybe people should forgive and forget?
Oh, I feel like they don't even know who the hell we are anymore.
Good, you know what? That's the benefit of fading away into obscurity.
We were on a good run at that point. They were giving us playoff tickets.
Yeah,
they were putting us on like the Jumbotron. They brought us as like we got to go to the game. They put us on the video screen. They had our show up on there and all this cool stuff. And then this alleged contest happened, and it all went away.
How was the team doing around that time?
They
went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Dan, it was big news. Okay. It was like we were so stoked to have all these tickets to give away. It was their first Super Bowl, so they had never been.
That's amazing.
The Hasselbeck years.
Yeah, this was our that was our first year on the air all together as a show. So it was so epic that we got to do this.
We started on the air in January. The Super Bowl, of course, happened a month later.
Yeah.
So we were there for like the entire crazy playoff run.
Wow.
And then they gave us playoff tickets. And
which was really great. We love the Seahawks for that.
Yeah.
But
it was another radio show, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, okay. Another radio show ruined it for us. We got confused because we gave away the tickets by basically singing songs about how the Seahawks were a great team. And it was
WKIS.
WKIS, that station, which we get confused with a lot, did some stuff. And the Seahawks said, we'll never give tickets to you guys. And we go, no, we're KISW.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I used to do stuff that pissed off the Mariners, so that's why they don't. I really can't seem to,
the Kraken like us.
So far, the Kraken are cool. We haven't done anything yet, right?
No. Well, until Steve and I get our
Hooey jerseys.
They send us
restraining order.
Until we finally just drive John Forslund crazy enough that he loses it, and then they go, you know what? The F you guys, you made John Forslund crazy.
Forslund said he's leaving and going back.
He's going to Carolina.
Yeah, he's done with you people. He's like, I can't do it anymore. This is your problem, Eddie Olchuk.
I know. It really is. You know, it's a matter of time before we just pay the crack and go, we've had it with you guys. It is a matter of time.
Two of the members of your show are stalking our mascot. Stop, guys.
Oh, damn. You know what? It was fun while it lasted. We got a guy going viral. Why is he going viral? Because he is mad at Best Buy. All because of 11 cents. You heard me. 11 cents. You're going to hear why he's mad about all this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Let's talk about this guy named Matt. He is getting a lot of attention, and you can see his video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. He's been all over TikTok claiming to have spent $3,200 at Best Buy, but refusing to spend 11 cents on a plastic bag that was offered to him after he had already checked out. Okay. Is he new to this world of you got to pay for your bags or?
You know, weird. When I was in like Dallas for WrestleMania weekend, it was so weird going and purchasing stuff at a grocery store and then like getting ready to, even Florida when we went to Publix, like, I was like, oh, wait, I'm not being charged for bags? This is so weird. I'm going to get all the bags.
Yeah, in New Mexico, they don't charge.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys got to catch up to the times.
Oh, right.
I got to make money off of you, Rubes.
What are you charging? 11 there?
We got 11 cents.
Here, man.
You know what? Hey, listen.
And here we are bitching.
Yeah. 8 cents. So here's Matt explaining what happened on his social media, because I guess apparently Matt's an influencer. Is that?
Everyone's an influencer.
So this is us carrying $3,200 in stuff out of Best Buy.
No bag, because after we paid, we were told it's 11 cents for a bag. Okay, thanks, Best Buy.
Okay.
Just pay the 11 cents.
You like just paid $3,200, Mr. First World Problems.
No, I don't like this guy at all.
No, not at all.
He's trying to prove a point.
Cool.
Yeah, what point's he proving that he's an idiot? Oh,
some people get really worked up over it. There was a moment where I remember my wife was like, at first, when they were starting to charge for bags, and she was like, I can't believe this. And I was like, we might have like 10 bags. What are we going to do? I'm like, that's 80 cents. Like, you know, when you really think about it, I understand that it's lame that we're being charged for these bags, but at the end of the day, who cares? It's 80 cents. Like, if 80 cents is going to impact our shopping experience, we've got other issues to worry about.
I really don't want to defend this guy, but I think his point was he's annoyed that after he paid, they were asking for more money, like in the sense of, like, are you supposed to pull out your credit card? Because who has 11 cents?
I'd pay with 11 cents on my credit card.
Yeah, like,
I
would, no problem? Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah. That's, like, my only thing. It's like, oh, crap, you should have told me before. That would be my only thing. But still, like, why are you complaining?
I see what you mean. Like, if all of a sudden, like, oh, you want this bag, sir, it's now going to, it's like almost like they're holding him ransom. But I got to imagine that was like some kind of like minor screw up. Cause like, why would someone do that? That's working. It sucks to work at a store, especially like, I know, like, when I go to Petco and I'll get like a crap ton of cans of food for Lulu. And then the lady's just like, would you like a bag for that? And I'm looking at her, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get to my car without a bag. But then I realize, oh, she has to ask because people get pissed off that they're being charged 8 cents a bag. And I'm like, yes, of course I would like a bag.
That's like when you go to like Chipotle or one of those places, and they're like, oh, you know, would you like guacamole? It's this much extra. Like, they have to ask, because the one time you don't tell them it's extra, that's the person that's going to yell at you.
And then you got a Joey TikTok over here.
Right.
Joey TikTok, how are you? Hey. Yeah, I just feel like, boy, dude, do you not look like white privilege when you've just spent $3,200 on something and you're bitching out basically for 11 cents? To me, it's just like, it's such a bad look. You know, that's what gets me. It's like, don't be an idiot, dude.
I don't know if it's a white privilege thing or just a privilege thing. I mean, it seems like a guy that just thinks like, oh, I don't want to spend 11 cents.
I honestly don't know, man. I sometimes have to talk to some of my friends and go, dude, I don't think you realize how you look, because you got $3,200 here. You know, you don't be complaining about 11 cents. You don't want to look like that person. I mean, these people are working hard on the holidays and everything, and it's hard to get people to want to take these jobs anymore, and you're going to be that guy? Yeah. Going to put people on blast for 11 cents?
Well, I don't know if anyone's like, I'm never shopping at Best Buy now because I found out this guy who dropped $3,200 had to pay an extra 11 cents for a bag. I'm now going to Circuit City.
You're right. Do they even exist?
I don't know. I couldn't think of an electronic Radio Shack. I'm going to Radio.
Yeah, I don't think they're around anymore either. Yeah. Yes, I think Best Buy's got a monopoly.
Damn it.
Closes.
Yeah.
I'm going to another Best Buy that's not this Best Buy.
I miss Circuit City. That's such a great name.
It was a great place.
Yeah.
He's complaining. I'm looking at the stuff they bought. They bought like a laptop and like two little like cameras.
Yeah. I mean,
like, what? Like, oh, you didn't want to give me a bag. I'm like, you could easily carry it. Like, I was thinking, oh, a giant, whatever, a million things, like Steve was saying with the cans. Like, of course you can't carry that out. Like, really?
Am I the crazy person? Because I always have bags, but sometimes I forget to bring them in. Mm-hmm. And so I just go, hey, you know what? I'll throw them back in my cart, and I'll bag it myself in the car.
Yep. I do that, too.
I mean, it's not that difficult.
Did you guys do any holiday shopping over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, baby.
See any meltdowns?
No.
You mean outside of my own?
Ah, yeah. Fair enough. I did see a pretty epic meltdown at a Target. I was in Phoenix, and I went to go grab some headphones to do a run that I was in. And this lady was at the self-checkout buying Heineken Zero Alcohol beer. So she scanned it, and it wouldn't let her scan anymore because they needed to check her ID. Even though there's zero alcohol on it. And she lost her mind about it. She's yelling at the employee who's just like, sir, or ma'am, we just need to check your ID. And why? There is zero alcohol in it. It says right there. She pulled up her six pack and was shaking it in his face. He said, you need to fix this scanner now. This is your fault. This is not my fault.
Wow.
And just free.
This is the Michael Douglas falling down moment. I love it.
You wasted 1 minute of my life because I can't get home to my family now, and I'm going to go and complain to your manager because this is Target's fault. This is not my fault that I have to pull my ID out for zero alcohol beer. And I was like, oh, my
God. Tell me where's the lie, man. Everything she's saying sounds completely
rational. Yeah, this is completely legit. I mean, I'm surprised that kid's still working.
It was amazing. And the guy was just standing there like, all right, I don't know what to
do. Again, I know. It's like, do you realize that this person's making maybe minimum wage if they're lucky, and you're just bitching them out like they're in charge? Like, that's Tommy Target that you're talking to.
And it was, what, an all of like an extra 30 seconds of her time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And she made it actually go longer because now she's complaining about
it. She went to go talk to
the manager. Yeah, I didn't see any meltdown. I also didn't. I was not very close to any of the shopping places like during Black Friday. I don't go anywhere near that.
That's fair.
My wife said like parking lots were rage city though.
Oh.
Like whatever. It didn't matter. You try and park anywhere and people are like losing their minds. And she's like, if you're going to be that high strung, maybe you should stay away from the shopping malls on Black Friday.
Probably.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Probably, like, if you're that easy to snap, like, she said people were yelling at people and cursing at people. And she's just like, you got to go into this knowing that you're about to go into a zoo.
Yep.
Right? Like, how do you... You haven't even gotten into the place yet, and you're already yelling at people. I get it. Parking sucks during the holidays. But, you know, you should know that going into it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really, but then again, people just they're here's the thing is they're about to lose their mind, and you just don't know what pushes them over the edge. Usually, it's something like that. She has a point.
Probably listening to Linkin Park on their way in.
Oh yeah, closer. That'll do it.
You're getting all fired up.
I don't understand why you do need an ID for non-alcoholic beer. I don't understand that. My brain has a hard time with all that.
A minuscule amount of alcohol in them.
There is. Normally, it's about 0.05% ABV, but for the Heineken 0.0, apparently it's ranging 0.01 to 0.03. So 0.0 is not accurate.
So she doesn't know, even though it says non-alcohol on it. Yeah, she doesn't know there is alcohol.
She's still going to have to get carded for it.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you have decaf coffee, there's still a teeny tiny bit of caffeine in there.
What has more alcohol than in it? Mouthwash or a non-alcoholic beer?
Ooh. Yeah.
Why aren't they IDing me for my mouthwash?
These are really good questions.
I can get drunk off of this too, you sons of bitches.
Thank you for that argument. I am going to use that. That's a great counter-argument to this.
Between 14 and 26.9% alcohol.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, wow. It feels like there is more alcohol in Listerine.
I don't know why I'm a Mad Marge Simpson when I'm...
Oh, because Mad Marge Simpson, she gets it done.
She boozes it hard during the holidays.
Yeah, she likes that alcohol, baby.
Oh, that mouthwash. Yeah. Lit.
So that's...
Get lit.
At least with decaf coffee, it doesn't say caffeine free because decaf just means that it's less caffeine, whereas non-alcohol makes you think there's no alcohol in it at all.
It's like, I don't blame her for thinking it's zero alcohol when they're stating it's 0.0, but really, is that what the hill you want to die on?
It would be great if someone could just immediately show you a video of yourself while you're raging. Because I have seen myself, you know, and at one point there was somebody had a video of me one time, and it was embarrassing.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, this is no. That was what I looked like when I really thought I was on the right about something.
In the times I have be around my wife, I'll get a quick glimpse into like what it would be like watching myself because she just starts laughing at me, and I'm like. I'm like, she's like, it's just very funny to see you get mad. Like, you're huffing and you're puffing and you're breathing heavy and your nostrils are flaring.
You turn like, into the wolf, you know, huffing and puffing, burning the house down.
I turn into, like, the Hulk's doofy younger brother or something like that. Like, it's like,
the Bulk. The incredible Bulk.
You'll actually love it when Bulk is mad because you'll laugh at him.
Yeah. You don't want to see me,
Goober.
You don't want to try not to laugh when I'm angry,
right? Yeah. But then I'm the idiot. I didn't enjoy any of the deals, Danny. I was like, oh, you know what? I should get some new Nikes for Christmas. I'm going to get some new high tops. Yeah. And I'm like all excited about it. I go online. I'm like, oh, and I realize I'm trying to buy them on Tuesday for Cyber Monday.
Oh,
and they're like, yeah, that sale. I typed in Cyber. And they're like, yeah, dummy. Today is not Cyber Monday. I almost became like you for a second. I'm like, why can't I still get the deal? You had the deal yesterday. Because I'm a day late.
Osmosis.
I'm a dollar short.
But it feels like everyone has been saying, hey, we're extending the sale for another day.
Yeah. That's a great counter argument.
Yeah, H&M just told me they're extending the deal. Why not you, Nike?
Yeah, come Nike, on. What's so special about you?
Yeah, don't make me come to Oregon.
Oh, yeah, I'll go to Oregon.
Break down the doors.
I'll bring the Target lady with me, too. And a few people named Karen. Aaron. How do you like that? I'll get that done.
And of course, I already filled in all the stuff, but then I didn't get it. Now they're emailing me. It looks like you left something in your bag. I'm like, nah, I did, because you're not giving me the damn discount, Nike.
Yeah, I left these in my bag. Hey, ready?
That's what I left in.
It's the holiday spirit. Yeah. It's the holiday spirit.
Yeah, to be fair, I wasn't actually shopping for anything like deal wise. I literally just forgot my headphones, and I was like, I can't run without my headphones, so I had to go buy a new pair. Which they were on sale. Wait, which
so
made
you,
me happy.
You forgot your headphones, so you're buying a whole new set of headphones.
Good job,
yeah.
Danny.
Yeah,
man.
America. Oh yeah.
They were half off for Black Friday though. I was
That's
so stoked.
A good deal. That's actually really
if you're ever going to forget your stuff,
it's like they're free at that point.
Yeah, right? Pretty much.
That's not a bad deal, man. If you ever need to replace something because of your own stupidity, Black Friday is a great day to do it.
Yeah,
because I mean, you know, because I've lost two sets of Bose headphones leaving them on a plane. I just wish I did it on Black Friday because I paid full price every time I replaced them.
Somebody said you can get drunk or buzzed off of non-alcoholic beers. My buddy took it as a challenge. It took him 23 beers and he got buzzed.
Oh my God,
23.
23 beers.
That sounds like a challenge Joe and I would do when we were back one night.
Damn, dude, that's
you
a lot.
You wake up the next day, you're like, why do I feel so bloated?
Yeah.
The 23 beers you drank just to try and get a buzz.
You must be a rainbird in the bath. I mean, jeez, imagine me drinking 23 anything. I'll be in the bathroom forever. I mean, there's.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I mean,
your seal is broken
it.
After like number two.
Oh, yeah. Dang, no, thank you.
I mean, where's BJ? Toilet.
Toilet. Just in the bathroom. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Black Friday.
Yeah, so my whole Cyber Monday exchange with my wife was, oh, we should probably get that. It's probably on Cyber Monday deal. And they're like, yeah, we should definitely do that. And then I woke up today and realized we never did that. And we actually talked about it yesterday on Cyber Monday.
I totally forgot. I went out shopping Saturday because even though it wasn't Black Friday, you're still got a lot of those things going on. It's not like people aren't going to shop on Saturday and everyone's extending their Black Friday deals. I totally forgot. And so it was such a surprise when people gave me a deal. Here's what I did, and I want to bring this up because this happened. I have never seen this happen before, but it happened because Bed Bath & Beyond, they'll send you digital coupons, which I've been saving on my phone because the big joke, and I think Broad City was where the old TV show where they saved the Bed Bath & Beyond coupons forever, going, they'll never run out. Don't ever throw them away. And ever since I saw that show, I'm like, well, it must be the same thing for the digital. So on my phone, in my notes app, I have just tons and tons of Bed Bath & Beyond digital coupons. Dude, I went into BBB.
You're like my mom, when she had her purse and you'd open it up and it was just, there was nothing other than coupons in her purse.
Yeah. See, me though, the phone.
Similar, but yeah. A little bit less, a little more streamlined. But
you'd never know. You'd never know. It's Coupon King. Dude, I went in there, and they were like, guess what, Skippy? None of these, they're all expired. You can't use those. I go, what do you mean, Bed Bath and... There's no such thing as an expiration. I know you put it on there, but no. And they're like, don't worry, sir. We're giving everybody 25% off anyway. And like, oh, that's better than any coupon I would have had. I mean, that's 25% off. I sat there, and I was ready to fight, and I'm like...
I like that you were going to fight and say... It's not, even though it says there's an expiration date on these, there's no expiration, right?
I was going to bring up the show Broad City, which is like a documentary for Bed Bath & Beyond. It's like, there's right there in the show. You guys, you'll honor every coupon. It doesn't matter if it's a coupon from 50 years ago. But then when he countered with, we will not honor that, but sir, here's 25% off of everything. It was like, everything? That's like super simple. That's even better. Usually it's 20% is the most I get off of one item. I'm getting 25% off of everything? I was like, damn.
What'd you get there?
Well, some stuff I can't say because they're Christmas stuff.
Oh, did you get me that UGG comforter that I've been wanting?
Those things are amazing.
Dude, the UGG people, they know what's up. I thought they were just shoes. When did they go into like comforters and bath towels and stuff?
When they realized they were making people's feet happy with how comfortable they were.
Yeah, your whole body gets happy now.
Well, we went there because we're redoing the bathroom, so we got a lot of bathroom stuff.
I just want to lay in it, you know, like what you do with comforters.
Yeah.
Laying them.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Oh, rub my face on it. It's so soft.
Sort of cuddle up on it.
Are you guys hip to this new thing?
No.
There's hand towels, right? There's face cloths, hand towels, and bath towels. There's a new thing on the block. There's a fourth item, which I didn't know was a thing.
Butt towel. Wipes.
They're called... Okay, the two of you, really. The two of you geniuses.
Sorry, my bad. That was very immature.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Tushy towels. So.
That's it. Thank you. There's a whole new thing, and I don't know. I feel like at this point I go, are you guys just trying to take it? It's called a bath sheet, which is, It's basically, it looks like a bed sheet, basically. It's as big as a bed sheet, it feels like, but it's made out of towel material.
What, and you wrap yourself in it?
I guess. They call it a bath sheet. It's a whole category. They had bath towels, which were the normal size bath towels, and then bath sheets, which I never heard of.
It looks like an extra inch or two longer.
Well, yeah. It's perfect for you tall people.
Mm. I'm doing okay with just a regular towel.
I don't know. I feel like I'm a princess, because a regular towel is like pretty much to my ankles.
Vicky, a bath sheet? Forget about it. You get lost in it. We'd have to send out a search party to find out. Did Vicky take a shower? We can't find her.
Adding this to my wish list.
Yeah. So, it's a new thing. Bath sheet.
Yeah, I'm going to hard pass on that one.
Our friend, our production friend, Jason, just Veggie Dog, just texted us and said that, these are not new guys. I've had these for years.
What, bath sheets?
Yeah.
You know what?
He's a trendsetter when it comes to towels.
I am so tired of Veggie Dog. No, seriously, Veggie Dog is like always just waving his high-class, highfalutin ways in front of me every day.
Yeah.
He is. Now, I know about bath sheets. And then, we've
he's had a cultured man. When are you going to accept that?
Is he cultured, really?
He needs one for his beard, really. I mean, at that point.
You can't be cultured and work here. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I don't care. It's just not. It doesn't work. He's never going to convince me.
I'm scaling it to the environment that he's in compared to the rest of us. He's very cultured.
Oh, yeah, well, that's for sure. I mean, we're all savages, yeah. It's been a long time since I bought bath towels.
Someone said, dude, bath sheets have been around for decades.
Oh, I never said, wait a minute, I bought, no, bath towel, there was only three things. You get the towel, you get the face cloth, and you get the bath towel. You did your hand towel, face cloth. There was never a bath sheet.
How did you become a Jerry Seinfeld bit all of a sudden?
What is up with the bath sheets? What is up with these bath sheets? Jerry, have you seen them? Bath sheets.
So the BD, I've had bath sheets for years.
F off, all you cultured people.
So when Johnny V says bath sheets are great, I've been using them for years.
I never knew about the bath sheet. See, now I have to say.
So you're too busy arguing about your coupons and you're not paying attention to what's in the store.
That's what the problem is. You're right. Man, I didn't know UGG made stuff.
How many did you buy?
We had to buy two sets, of course, so you can wash one while the other one's hanging. Yeah. You have to do that.
Bath sheets?
Everything, yeah. Right, okay. No, not bath sheets. I refuse to buy the bath sheets.
You refuse to buy the bath
sheets. I said, I don't think we need this.
You're a man of principle.
It's a guest bathroom. They don't need a sheet. Give them a towel. That's all they get. If they happen to stay at my house, if they're lucky enough.
Who are they?
Whoever comes to stay at my house, if it ever happens.
Who is this person that's even staying at your house?
I agree with you. I forbade it, but my wife was like, in case we have guests.
Your wife is a guest.
Well, that's probably why she wants a bath sheet. Maybe that's the reason.
She doesn't even live there.
That's a good point. Well, all right. We've solved this. And What did we solve?
We solved the bath sheet controversy. There was no controversy.
You didn't know about it either. Don't sit there and play like Veggie Dog. Oh, I knew about bath sheets.
I don't know anything. Just give me something to dry my boys with and I'm happy.
Okay, I don't know
if it's a sheet, if it's a towel, if it's a cloth.
Oh, no, that's a special thing.
As long as it's absorbing water, I'm using it.
Yeah, you get a special thing for your boy. It's called the UGG Boy Warmer. Yeah, you'll get that one.
I would buy that, actually.
It does sound very comfortable.
Wish list. Yes. Yesterday, Steve did get this one right.
What kind of animal is Jewel in the computer animated movie Rio?
Jewel is a bird.
Yes.
Oh,
what country is...
That might be one of my most hated lucky guesses you've ever had.
Well, you know what? Get used to it. Because they happen from time to time.
What hell kind of statement is that? Jesus. All right, fine. That's a hell of a... I don't even know what to say to you at this point. Hey, you want a shot at being bath sheet Billy over here? Sure. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.